ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
The sooner we're through, the sooner we'll be back in town drinking cold beer.
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
We've got the excitement here that we look for.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
I always figure for a nice guy, you never cause me no trouble.
Ladies and gentlemen,
propaganda is to convince the masses of the big lie. It does not mean whether it's right, wrong, just, unjust, true, or untrue. You just say it over repeatedly and repeatedly until you can convince the masses.
Pedro Fernandez.
Well, at Ring Talk, it ain't about convincing the masses. All we do is present the facts to you. You be the judge.
Check it. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, often imitated but never duplicated, right here on the Sports Byline Network. Well, today we've got some great guests today. We'll start off with KP, that's right. Kevin Perry will spend some time with us today. Robert Guerrero, Robert the Ghost Guerrero, has got a big fight coming up next Saturday night on Showtime, folks, from the HP Pavilion in San Jose, California. And a special lady, Maricela Cornejo. She's a female fighter out of Las Vegas. She runs a gym now in Las Vegas. She's going to make her professional debut in August. So we've got lots of things to talk to her about. Of course, tonight's fights, HBO, got it going on, the U.S. Bank Arena, Adrian Broner. Take that back, Adrian Broner, 23-0, 19 KOs, taking on California, actually Sacramento's, Vicente Escovedo, 25-3, 15 KOs. This was supposed to be at 130 pounds, but Broner never made 130. He kept saying this would be his last fight at 130. He couldn't make 130. He made 133 instead. So the title's not on the line as far as he's concerned, but I believe if Escobedo wins, he will take the championship home with him. Good luck on that one. But that is a 4-1 fight in my book, so no question about it. The Californian's a good fighter. Broner's a very good fighter, so I'm looking for a KO in 7 or sooner. There's a co-fight, co-feature on the card. It'll be Keith Thurman taking on Orlando Lara. 17-0 is Thurman, 16 KOs. And Lara is 29-2-2 with 19 whacks. Thurman is an 11-5 favorite. There are fights all over the planet tonight, but there were fights last night on Showtime, on ESPN2. Pretty good cards. I mean, considering for a Friday night, sort of sucks as far as boxing is concerned. A lot of times what they do is, a lot of times you see some horrible fights on Friday night. This, you're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
How would you like free information to the secrets of growing your savings, protecting your assets, and making retirement a reality? The facts are, if you're tired of losing sleep and your hard-earned savings in paper-backed assets like stocks, then you should call for your free insider's guide to gold and silver investing with the Birch Gold Group. The free investor's kit will show you how gold and silver have outpaced the stock market 10-1 for the last 5 years. It will reveal how to invest wisely, what to look for, and which coins are right for you. Better yet, you can trust you'll be treated with honesty, courtesy, and respect, as the Birch Gold Group holds an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Discover why some experts think gold and silver prices can still double in price. Call for your free information now.
Call 800-994-3256. 800-994-3256. Call today. Your tomorrow may depend on it. 800-994-3256. 800-994-3256.
There is nothing like the feeling of being out of debt. You get your freedom back, you start to smile more, your future looks brighter, and the heavy burden just melts away. How would you like to receive a free information kit that gives you all the honest, legitimate debt forgiveness programs available to you in one place, in easy-to-understand terms? American Credit Card Solutions has their Debt Freedom Kit available to you at no charge. In fact, the kit is free, the shipping is free, and there is no high-pressure sales pitch. Your free informational kit can be mailed to you today, where you can examine all the debt relief options available in the comfort of your home, with no one pressuring you to make a quick decision. Call 800-758-0274 and ask for your Debt Freedom Kit. That's 800-758-0274. This is a first-come, first-serve offer, and kits are limited, so call right now. 800-758-0274. That's 800-758-0274. Not available in all states.
Boxing is an unnatural act, because everything in it is backwards. You want to move to the left, you don't step left, you push on the right toe. To move right, you use your left toe. Instead of running from the pain, like a sane person would do, you step into it.
The horns of the mighty Tower of Power. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Open phone lines coast to coast. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Or you can tweet us. Follow us on the Twitter thing. Twitter.com using the hash mark Ring Talk. RINGTALK. Well, let's take it to the City of Angels and preview tonight's fights. Of course, HBO leading the show with Adrian Broner and Kevin Perry. Kevin, how very good morning to you, sir.
Hey, what's up? How you doing?
All right, so tell me, Broner doesn't make weight, huh? By 3.5 pounds, that's not missing it by a little. That's like missing it by a lot.
Well, yeah. I mean, what I actually heard was this morning, apparently, he was, I think they had some type of contract or trying to make an agreement that Broner could not weigh over 140 today. And otherwise, the fight was off. And Broner, apparently, he weighed in this morning, I think, at 143.5. So there's a good possibility that the fight is going to be called off by Escobedo's camp. So just very unprofessional for a guy to not make weight, especially for a big fight on HBO in the guy's hometown. I think you would expect the guy to be a little bit more professional.
Okay, and I can agree.
Like, he's a very conditioned fighter, but I don't understand why he would contract the 130-pound fight and be 3.5 pounds over.
Sometimes you just can't make it, Kev. I know you've never had to cut weight, but sometimes you just can't cut it. Sometimes it just doesn't go down to the numbers you want it to go to. And I'm gonna know, no matter how long you sit in a sauna.
Well, you know, too, I understand what you're saying, but to be honest with you, I don't think he really tried. I think this last week, apparently, he was tweeting pictures of himself with Twinkies, just being very disrespectful to the game, in my opinion, now that he hasn't made weight, talking all week about how his next fight's going to be at 135 because his body's growing. I understand all that stuff, but if he knew that he was struggling to make 130 pounds, I mean, this WBO belt really means nothing in the scheme of things. He could fight on HBO without a belt. Doesn't really matter. But the fact of the matter is, why should Escobedo have to, struggle to make 130 pounds and then fight a guy who appears to me that wasn't really trying to make the weight? I mean, it's not like he stepped on the scale, weighed 3.5 pounds over. From what I understand, he didn't try to drop the weight and then go back on the scale and shed the 3.5 pounds. So I just don't think it's fair for one guy to struggle to make weight, another guy can just coast and eat whatever he wants and then come in the ring strong and not a natural 130-pounder. So the thing that really bothers me is if the fight gets called off, the guy who really hurts is Vicente Escobedo, because he's not a guy that's going to be regularly featured on HBO. He doesn't have Al Haymon
behind him. He'll get paid. I think he'll get paid. Anyway,
you
I'm looking.
He'll get paid his full purse.
I think he should. I mean, come on.
I think he should, definitely.
I think when you weigh in after you've already weighed in, yeah, I think you need to get paid. Looking at the Twitter thing right now, it says a lot of stuff coming in on boxing. He's saying, I'm hearing they're throwing the entire financial sink at Escovedo to save the fight. Given the situation, not sure if it's worth saving. And yet, Ryan Macrifana from Northern California saying, can't believe there's yet another offer being pitched. Never been anything close to about. I've never seen anything so close to about this. Needs to stop in boxing. You know, if you didn't have guys fighting, excuse me, I've got some voice problems today. But if you didn't have guys fighting at artificial weights to begin with, if you didn't have day before weigh-ins, okay, you wouldn't have these issues. I'm telling you, the NCAA doesn't have them anymore in wrestling. They used to have them all the time. Guys cutting weight, guys dying in the sauna, guys falling apart during matches. It doesn't happen anymore. They weigh guys in 2.5-3 hours before a wrestling match, okay? I think the boxers should be weighed in on the day of the fight. I mean, what good is a weigh-in if you're going to hold it 36 hours or 24 hours before guys actually step into the ring? Kevin, this doesn't make any sense to me. Why even hold one?
Yeah, I understand what you're saying 100%. And what's interesting is, from what I hear, isn't in Pennsylvania they do same-day weigh-ins?
Greg Sears tried to, but when the sanctioning mobs come in and things like that, he almost has to adhere to what they want to do.
Okay, well, at least you can give a guy credit for at least trying to do it. But I understand there's definitely more logistical.
Andre Ward says he's all for it.
I think it's definitely guy, but see, the thing is, Andre Ward is a true professional. Some of these other guys, I think, they want to really take advantage of the game. They want to get as much advantage as possible. I think what Andre Ward has proved by just being in the Super 6 when he was relatively a green fighter at that time, he's willing to roll the dice. He's going to take chances. Some of these other guys, they just want to get all the advantages and not let their opponent have the same advantages as them. And that's why I think it's just very I think it's a great thing to have same-day weigh-ins. I just don't know if guys are going to be willing to fight in their natural weight class because some guys I don't think would be as effective fighting guys their natural size. So they're going to shrink themselves down to make 130 for example, this time. And then, they'll make 130 for about a split second. They'll jump on the scale, then, they'll jump right off the scale. And then I'll go in the ring weighing about 15 pounds heavier the next day. I mean, I could not imagine putting on 15 pounds in one day. I don't understand how these guys do it. But it's definitely a science to it. And guys have figured out how to take advantage of this day before weighing. And it's just gotten crazy.
Well, it started with Frank Tate and Michael Nunn back in 1988. It was done because Frank Tate had suffered to make the weight. They didn't think he was going to be able to make the weight. So his manager, Bob Spagnuolo, went to Chuck Minker, then of the Nevada State Athletic Commission, asked if they could do the weigh-in the day before. So then when they realized how opportunistic it was to have the weigh-ins the day before as far as the press and the media and things like that was concerned, they went to day before weigh-ins. They tried to say it's because of a health issue. I'm not going to go with that. They tried to say going back to 12 rounds from 15 rounds was a health issue. I'm not going for that. I used to weigh in.
I just got a question for you. So as far as these, and maybe you know some statistics on this, but I know there's been quite a few ring deaths in the last, 15, 20 years or so since this day-before weigh-in thing has happened. Do you think that has anything to do with some of these fighter deaths that happen because these guys are draining themselves to make a natural weight and then not rehydrating properly or... I'm just wondering what you think about that. If there's any correlation there.
Well, I think there's some merit to that, but I still believe that if you've got guys, I made 139 pounds, but I made it fair and square. Okay, I mean it was tough to make. Now the division is 141 pounds. If it was 141, I'd probably still be fighting. Just kidding. But the bottom line is, it was 139 back in the day. It was tough to make 139, but I made it. And each and every time I made it, except for two times, I think, in my entire career, I made it legitimately. I didn't have to go sweat my butt off in a sauna or anything like that. I actually made the weight through diet and exercise, okay? But sometimes we would weigh in. I remember fighting at the Concord Pavilion, or now the Sleep Train Pavilion over in Concord, California, where they held the 1988 Olympic Trials. And I remember weighing in
at 5:30 at night at 139 pounds, having to fight at 8:15. So, you know, it wasn't a matter of getting a whole bunch of time in between weigh-ins. Then there were other weigh-ins when I fought in the U.S. Golden Gloves, the national championships. They weighed us in on a Tuesday, and by the time we fought on Friday or Saturday, Ernie Chavez was like 25 pounds bigger than me. I thought it was his brother.
Yeah, I guess the question I was really posing was, I was just wondered if some of this day before weigh-in thing is really affecting fighters in more of a negative way than a positive way, because I think the analogy that these commissions use is that they're giving guys 24 hours to rehydrate. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that necessarily is a good thing, because guys are shrinking themselves so much to make these unnatural weights, and this up and down, you know, you see a lot of fighters nowadays, for example, they're when they're not in the gym, they're like, I'll use Ricky Hatton as a perfect example. When he's not fighting, he was weighing at around 180 pounds, drinking beers and et cetera. And then he would fight at 140. And then once his training camp was over and his fight was over, he ballooned back up to about 180 pounds and dropped back down, back and forth. I think that is really what the major concern to me is that guys are they're blowing up huge in between fights. And I think maybe there needs to be something done with professional boxing where guys shouldn't be allowed to, hit these unnatural weights. I mean, some guys are fighting at 160. They're walking around at 215.
Yep.
And then around fight time, somehow they make 160. And then the next day they're at 180.
Same thing goes.
It's not natural. It's very extremely unsafe. And I think it sends an improper message to younger fighters in the game that this is the accepted norm. I think it can be very dangerous to guys' health in the future when they're not boxing anymore.
Got to cut you loose here, Kev, running up on a hard break here, but the latest from my Twitter account is, and we have been told just now that Team Escovedo rejected the last fight offer. The fight is off. Take good care, KP.
All right, thanks.
You're tuned to Ring Talk Live. We're away. Marcela Cornejo is up next. She's an interesting lady. She runs a boxing gym in Las Vegas, and she is a professional fighter. So got lots of things to talk about Marcela. Then we'll check in with the Ghost. Robert the Ghost Guerrero, of course, challenging next week for the WBC 147-pound championship on Showtime. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Jeff Mancini here, pro fisherman and inventor of Mighty Bite, the revolutionary 5 cents fishing system. Tired of not catching fish? Make magic memories this summer with your friends, family, and kids. Fishermen around the world are raving about Mighty Bite. What makes it so good? It looks so realistic. It's got a bite mark to give it wounded action. It has interchangeable swim fins, powerful scent sticks, a custom weighting system, and rattle chamber. No other lure has these features. If you fish, if you know someone that fishes, order Mighty Bite now and make this the best fishing season of your life. Use it for 90 days. If you don't catch more or bigger fish than ever before, return it for a full product refund. Call now and get the 100-piece kit for only $19.95 through this exclusive radio offer. Order Mighty Bite now.
Call 1-800-289-0979 or visit GetMBRadioLore1.com. That's 1-800-289-0979 or GetMBRadioLore1.com.
Stay tuned for a $1 million Dream Body announcement. Do you want to lose weight? How about toning and sculpting your entire body in just 6 to 8 minutes a day? You've seen it on TV with Chuck Norris and Christy Brinkley. They love the Total Gym. Well, we're out to prove once and for all that the Total Gym melts off the pounds better than anything else on the market in just 6 to 8 minutes a day. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let up to 1 million people from across the nation try the Total Gym for just $1. If you call right now, 1-800-852-1859. That's right. The first callers right now from this station get to try the famous Total Gym for 30 days for just $1. The Total Gym will have you in the best shape of your life in just 6 to 8 minutes a day. Whether you want to firm and slenderize or build and sculpt your body, the Total Gym is the one machine that does it all. The first 50 callers from this station right now can try Total Gym for just $1 and shipping is free. Call now, 1-800-852-1859. That's 1-800-852-1859, 1-800-852-1859.
Hey guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything you wanted, anytime? Wish you could relive your glory days and have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with ProGene Daily Complex.
This is Dr. Todd Karen from the American Academy of Anti-Aging and Regenerative Medicine. Testosterone levels decrease in men after the age of 20. It's a major cause of the aging process. The effects include lack of energy, decrease in muscle mass, increasing belly fat, and decreased sexual performance, all of which impacts self-esteem, confidence, and most importantly, overall quality of life.
Kick your drive back into high gear with ProGene. Call 800-980-1765 today to get a full month absolutely free. No injections, no prescription needed. ProGene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Claim your free month supply now by calling 800-980-1765. That's 800-980-1765. Again, 800-980-1765. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Now, more Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
The Isley Brothers with who's that lady? That lady is Maricela Cornejo. She's out of Las Vegas. We welcome her to Ring Talk for the very first time. Maricela, a very good morning to you.
Good morning, Pedro.
How are you? How's life treating you?
Life is not too bad right now, actually.
Okay. So tell me about yourself. I mean, I look at this bio. We've got actress, we've got boxer, we've got gym owner. I mean, are you wearing all these different hats at the same time or what?
Yeah, I am. And it keeps me busy. Yeah, I still have to fit in my schedule to train for my fight coming up on August 4th and find the energy to do all those other things and still keep a smile on my face. And it's been challenging, yet I go to sleep dead tired and I wake up with a smile on my face and ready to go at it again.
So are you irritable?
I don't let them see.
Hey, wait. You had to think about that for a while. The cat's out of the bag. You had to think about that.
No. Well, I guess after I get a few cups of coffee, I'm good. Just give me coffee and I'm good.
Okay, good enough. Tell me about this. Is this going to be your pro debut now?
It's going to be in Atlanta on August 4th, and that will be my pro debut against Mia Henderson.
Okay. Tell me, what have you seen, and what does Mia Henderson bring to the dance?
I have no idea. I've never seen a fight of hers, or there's no video of her. She's lost one fight to this other Mia something girl from, I believe, the UK.
Okay.
And yeah, that's her. She's 0-1, and I go in 0-0, obviously.
Okay, but, now let me put on this my chauvinistic hat for just a minute, okay? But this is not me, all right? These are the guys sitting out there listening to the show on an army base over in Egypt or something. They're listening to the show, they're thinking, women don't deserve, women shouldn't be boxing. They should be pregnant, wearing slippers, walking around the kitchen, taking care of business. Counter that for me.
Women should be taking care of the household?
Yeah, like, you know the old-fashioned chauvinistic saying, women don't belong in boxing and MMA. That's what they say. I don't believe it, but, you know.
Well, times have changed. Let's just put it that way.
Okay.
But women are powerful.
Don't tell me.
Human beings, and I mean, you just got to get out there and do and mean what you do. You know, and I love what I do, and I wake up every morning looking forward to, you know, run 4 miles, go out there and get my behind kicked with the kids that I train with, and go in there and I get punched, and I come back the next day and, you know, wanting to get punched again. You take a lot, but it's so it's my drug. It's I'm so addicted to that adrenaline rush, and I love it. I love everything about it.
Maricela Cornejo is our guest, folks. She's out of Las Vegas. You got a new gym now. You opened up what's called the Baby Box or what?
Yes, it's called Baby Box Gym, home of elite boxing, and it's going to be run by Gil Martinez is the trainer there.
Okay.
And, we should be, I've been crazy busy with that, and we just finished painting the place up, and it's looking awesome. We are going to be now put the flooring in and, get it all set up for the grand opening. Hopefully, we're looking at a grand opening maybe sometime the first week of August, hopefully before my fight.
Okay.
But you know how things go, construction especially. I used to be in the construction field as well, so I know exactly, you have a plan, yet things go wrong.
Contractors can mess that up.
Yeah. But
okay.
I mean, whenever the correct time will be, we'll know it and we'll open it up. It's going to be awesome. And
okay,
I'm so excited.
So you're opening a gym right next door to my good buddy Bob Arum's house. Bob Arum still got the gym in Vegas. He shuttered that, didn't he?
Yeah, it's not open to the public. We're right next door. We're on the left hand of.
Okay.
The gym, so left side of the gym, and we're right there off the strip. It's a great location. It's a beautiful building. The people in there, I can't wait for everyone to meet, my team and why I decided to open up the gym with these people. It's not even, you go in there and train every day. It's my family. I don't have family out here. This is my family, and I would not do it with anyone else.
Now, you're from Yakima, Washington?
Yes.
Okay. Were you there when Mount St. Helens blew up, or are you too young?
I was there. I was there, actually. Yeah, I remember I was, I believe I was in middle school, I was in fifth grade when that happened. And that was in, obviously, the Seattle area. And, I think we had a little bit of dust over in Grandview. Grandview's where I graduated from. I say the Yakima area, or I say Seattle, because if I were to say Grandview, nobody knows where that's at. And it's a small town. And, I was there for that.
Okay. What do you think about Adrian Broner not making weight today? I mean, he was given two chances yesterday. They told him when he came in at 33 that he had to make 140 this morning. He came in at 143 instead. So the fight is off. What do you think about that?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I have not heard of that. I didn't hear of that. But of him not making weight, I mean, that's just that's disrespectful. That's I would take a, that's disrespectful. You're a professional and you should make that weight. Do anything you can to make that weight. And if that's just a huge disrespect to the sport, because you had enough time to make the weight. Now the fight is off, and I don't know. I've had a lot of times where the fight has been off due to certain things, and you work so hard, for the other opponent. You work so hard. You're sweating, you're bleeding, it's mentally draining as well as physically. I take huge offense to that.
Maricela, I was shut out 10 times, 10 or 11 times. I lost count at the weigh-in of guys either not showing up or coming in like, 10, 12 pounds heavy, crazy stuff like that, because I was a good fighter and they knew it. And they would say, yeah, I'm going to fight so-and-so, and they wouldn't, they wouldn't show up, or they'd show up so heavy that we'd walk away. That's the bottom line on all that. But that's the way guys are. Broner was like that. Brandon Rios pulled that off a couple of times in a row.
Yeah.
All right. So tell me, what are you doing to prepare? I got about a minute and a half left here. What are you doing to prepare for this fight? What do you do specially? What is Maricela Cornejo's secret to training?
My secret to training? I get my cardio, and that's the endurance is definitely there. Sparring, typical. Eating is number one for me. Nutrition. You gotta, give your car proper fuel to run smoothly and to be at your best performance. And that's one thing I do a lot. A lot of people here know me as the green shake girl, because I'm always doing like the spinach and kale and apple, celery, and cucumbers, ginger, all these shakes.
Well, it definitely sounds like you're dedicated. So tell me about this fight, August 4th. Will it be on the web, televised, anything like that, or what?
Yeah, it will be on the web. I'm not too sure of what website.
Have your PR guy get back to me. Have your PR guy get back to me, and I'll take care of that for you, all right?
All right, and we'll have it on my website as well, Maricela.biz, and on Twitter. You guys can follow me on Twitter. It's at Maricorn, M-A-R-I-C-O-R-N. So we'll have that information, and I'll have my PR guy get that as well to you.
All the best to you, Princess. Good luck.
All right, thank you so much.
Maricela Cornejo, folks. She runs a gym in Vegas next door to Bob Arum's top-ranked gym, a competition on the block. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Next up, the GOAT, Robert Guerrero.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312. Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
At Quicken Loans, we close many of our home loans in 30 days or less. But if you work with someone other than Quicken Loans, you might be dealing with a lender that takes a lot longer. Here's an analogy. I ordered a pizza 4 hours ago that should have arrived in 30 minutes or less. Think of my cold, unappetizing pizza as a mortgage from a lender that doesn't care about closing loans quickly.
Here's your pizza, dude.
You should have been here a lot sooner.
Who do you think I am? Quicken Loans?
The choice is clear. A mortgage from a lender that takes forever to close your loan, or a piping hot mortgage from Quicken Loans that arrives fresh at your door in as quick as 30 days or less. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an incredible 3.875%. APR, 4.17%.
Call Quicken Loans today at 888-450-0031. That's 888-450-0031. Or go to quickenloans.com.
Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts, folks. My next guest is a gentleman, no question about that. I mean, he's a class act from A to Z. Can I say, he is a former three-time world champion, hoping to become a four-time world champion. I'll talk about Robert the Ghost Guerrero.
All right, how you doing, Pedro?
Pretty good, man. How's life treating you? How's your lovely wife and kids?
Oh, they're doing great. They're doing real good. Life's been good. You know, I just can't thank God enough for how the way everything's going.
Okay, Robert lives in Gilroy, California, folks. It's one of the few towns in America where you can drive by it and smell it. And I'm not talking about, like, cow pastures or anything like that. It is the garlic capital of the world, and you can smell the garlic as it comes by. You've been in the garlic festival. You are, like, the number one guy down there in Gilroy, the
preeminent athlete. Now, July 28th, you take your show to the HP Pavilion in San Jose, California. Tell me about this guy you're fighting, Little Tyson. What's he bring to the dance? Who is he? What is he?
He's out of Germany, and he goes by his name Mini Tyson, and that's the way he fights. I mean, he fights like a Mini Tyson, where he's a hard puncher. He comes in, puts a tremendous amount of pressure and loves to bang guys out. And he comes to fight. He's undefeated. The majority of his fights are knockouts. He's going to be a tough customer.
Okay, so he's a natural 147 pounder. You're moving up in weight. I mean, how's this moving? Most guys, now when I moved up in weight from 39 to 47, I won a couple of fights, and I could beat average welterweights, but I couldn't beat good welterweights where I could beat good junior welterweights, okay? So have you noticed is there a disadvantage to you in this fight with him being a natural welterweight?
No, not at all. You see me growing up, Pedro. You see how tall I am, how strong I am, how fast I am. It comes down to putting all your skills together, doing everything right, all the right nutrition. It's making sure that everything is done proper and that, you're on your game. And, at the end of the day, your skills is what carries you through everything. And, that's what I got to do, is put all my skills together and, take this guy to school.
The Ghost is our guest, folks. Robert the Ghost Guerrero, of course, a three-time world champion, 126 pounds, 130 pounds, 135 pounds, now moving up to 147. Was the Manny Pacquiao people they were like the loudest fan base in the entire world when he was winning. He lost this last fight, at least on the scorecards, 115-113, with C.J. Ross and I think Dwayne Ford going with Tim Bradley, and then Jerry Roth going 115-113 in favor of Pacquiao. The Pacquiao fans have been quiet. Pacquiao's been quiet. Is this coming to the – is the Pac train come to a halt here?
For a bit. I think everybody's shocked on the outcome of the fight. As soon as his fight's put back together, they'll be rowdy again.
Okay,
the way they are. To me, when I look at the Pacquiao fans, they're almost like soccer fans, where they lose one, they're quiet, but as soon as they're back in, they're excited and screaming again.
Okay, but he got beat by Juan Manuel Marquez last November, and he got a gift. I mean, his trainer, Freddie Roach, told him, hey, look, he needed a knockout to win when he went out for the 12th round. He didn't get the knockout. He was praying in the corner. He ended up getting a majority decision, I believe, or a split decision, one or the other. But the bottom line is he did win the fight in the fight that he lost. So isn't turnaround sort of fair play? I mean, did he beat Tim Bradley or not, in your mind?
In my mind, I felt he beat Tim Bradley. He landed some nice shots and nice combinations. Judges seen it the other way, and that's the way the ball bounced. Like I always say, there's a human element involved, there's gonna be decisions like that, and that's what makes the sport.
Is that why they say never leave it in the judges' hands?
Oh yeah, that's why they say never leave it in the judges' hands, because. Stuff like that happens.
Because spit happens.
Oh, yeah. Also, too, you got to, I really think you got to finish out fights. If you're a champion, you got to finish out like a champion. A lot of fighters, towards the end of the fight, they start to slack off and try to coast. I always look at it as when you got your foot on their throat, smash it.
Now, didn't Pacquiao coast like from the sixth round on in that fight with Bradley, only throwing punches in the last 30 seconds, last 45 seconds? He didn't look to be in the greatest shape in the world.
Oh, no, he didn't look like the way he was ready for Marquez, in other fights. Like you just said, Pedro, he coasted the last half of the fight and didn't throw to the last few seconds. So that's the same thing that happened with De La Hoya Trinidad.
Good point. Oscar De La Hoya and Felix Trinidad back, I think, in 1999. Trinidad, Oscar allegedly won the first seven rounds of the fight in a lot of people's minds, and Trinidad won the last five, but Trinidad ended up walking away with a decision in that one. And I remember the late Gil Clancy, one of the most overrated trainers, a Hall of Famer, of course he ran CBS Boxing
for a while when the network was doing boxing, but he gave Oscar the wrong advice when he told him, keep doing what you're doing when he was running. Oscar was like, he was actually jogging around the ring that night in the last five rounds of that fight.
Yeah, he was doing hurdles and everything for the Olympics.
Doing hurdles. Now, look, there's a big fight coming up, of course, July 28th, you and the mini Tyson. It'll be on Showtime from the HP Pavilion, and I believe that starts at 10 p.m. each time, 7 o'clock on the West Coast, right?
Yep.
Okay. Now, Sergio Martinez and Julio Cesar Chavez are going to hook it up for the Real World Middleweight Championship, and there's been all these press photos. They're on tour right now. They're doing a publicity tour around around North America, and Chavez has got the belt, and Martinez doesn't, okay? And that's the way it looks in these pictures. So if you're just a casual sports fan and you're looking at this from, like, the newspapers or internet websites, you think that Julio Cesar Chavez is the real deal and the real champion when actually he's a paper champion, if there ever was one, maybe a toilet tissue champion. Talk to me, Robert. Yeah, is there something wrong in that? Is there something wrong with that picture or what?
Oh, yeah. I think a lot of people are going to be surprised when they see Martinez. You know, the one thing about Martinez is, man, you know, he's real low-key. He does his thing, and, man, he comes out and fights. And, you know, that's like you said with Chavez Jr., you know, you have a paper champion. You know, they live it up to the fullest, and they show it off. But when you like they say, you got to watch that dog that doesn't bark, because that dog that doesn't bark is the one that's going to bite you.
We're talking with Robert the Ghost Guerrero, folks, the headliner on a Showtime card. That's July 28th from the Shark Tank, home of the National Hockey League San Jose Sharks in San Jose, California. Silicon Valley's number one boxer, of course, a three-division world champion. He's only lost one fight. He's taking on the mini Tyson July 28th for the vacant WBC welterweight title. Now, is this fight supposed to put you a win in this fight? Will this put you in the Floyd Mayweather running or what?
Oh, yeah, this puts me as a mandatory to fight Floyd Mayweather. I'm actually fighting for Floyd Mayweather's WBC title. So when he comes back to the ring, if he wants his title back, he has to come to the Bay Area to get it.
Okay. Floyd Mayweather and Manny Pacquiao, is this the mismatch I think it is? Right now, and I've said this before, but right now Floyd Mayweather's in jail for domestic violence. He'll be there until July 27th. If he ever fights Manny Pacquiao, and if they do it in Las Vegas, the Clark County DA will file charges against Mayweather once again for domestic violence. At least that's my mind. That's what happens if he fights Manny Pacquiao. What does the Ghost think?
Oh, yeah. You exactly hit it right on, Pedro. I really think that he has way too much steel for Manny Pacquiao and a thousand fights. That's why Floyd wants that fight so bad, because he knows that that style's tailor-made for him to pick apart.
Okay. What about the random drug testing? You and I have talked about this before. We're both in favor of it. And tell the listeners why you think that random drug testing for performance-enhancing drugs, tell us in about a minute why you think it should be mandatory.
Man, I mean, it's no joke. I think that, you know, it should be mandatory for every fighter, because, you know, the fact that we get in there, we put our lives on the line, you know, especially 8-ounce gloves, you know, no headgear. I mean, boxing's one of the most brutal sports ever. You know, to enhance yourself, to be a better fighter, to punch harder, to be faster. You know, you're pretty much enhancing yourself to put yourself in that position to do damage, to hurt somebody bad. So I think you know, going in there natural is the best way, and you know, you can do damage without it. And I think they should be doing drug testing a lot.
Okay,
more.
I got about 15 seconds. Are you sat next to Ronda Rousey down there at the Strikeforce card a few weeks ago in San Jose, California? Impressive looking lady, huh?
Oh yeah, she's beautiful for a fighter. She's beautiful. You know, in great shape. And to top it off, she can fight.
She can fight. She is like the Muhammad Ali, Sonny Liston of MMA, females MMA. Well, Ghost, I wish you the very best of luck. I look forward to talking to you real soon on Ring Talk Worldwide. You take good care. Say hello to your lovely wife and take care of those beautiful children.
Hey, thank you, Pedro. And I also want to say to all the fans, follow me at Ghost Boxing on Twitter. And also check out bonemarrow.org, because we need a lot more people to get on that bone marrow registry list to save people's lives.
We are live at sportsbyline.com, live at ringtalk.com, live on the cable radio network channel 2. We're heard on Stitcher.com. We're heard on TuneIn.com. Those are just some
of our internet platforms. The Armed Forces Network, I want to say hello to all the troops around the world and bless them because they are out there putting their lives on the line no matter where they are. If you're wearing a United States uniform, you are putting your life on the line in this 2012. Now, on the line from Gilroy, California, I was going to let him go, but we will keep him just for a couple of more minutes. We're talking with Robert the Ghost Guerrero. Now, your wife had a form of leukemia, correct?
Yes, she did. She had LLL.
Okay, what is that?
It's pretty much it's a leukemia. It's a blood cancer, and, man, it's no joke.
Okay. It's no joke, and she was on the verge of not being Mrs. Guerrero anymore, and then she's made a 100% comeback, and she got up off the deck because of a bone marrow transplant. Talk to me about that. How did that transpire?
The bone marrow transplant is one of the most dangerous procedures a cancer patient can go through. It's an easy process, but the hardest part is the recovery. That's the dangerous part about it is the recovery. The one thing about bone marrow transplant, a lot of people are not aware of, how the process is done. People think of that old school style where they're going to drill into you and suck bone marrow out and dig into your hips, and they think it's a painful process, but it's not.
Okay.
That's why I love bringing awareness. Every time I have a chance, I talk about it. And
I was going to ask you, would it kill me to donate?
Oh, no, it's the easy process. It's actually easier for the donator than
it is a recipient, huh?
Yes. All to get tested, to get onto the list, for one, it's just a cotton swab in your mouth. And they run your DNA off of that. Anybody wants to register, go to bonemarrow.org, and you can find out where you can go and get onto the list. But the process of doing it's easy. If you're a match, you go in for more tests. If you're a match with somebody and they check, your genes, your DNA and everything to match on. And pretty much it is. It's a series of three shots you do. They're called Neupogen shots. And what they do is they spike your white blood cells. And your white blood cells is what fights your viruses off.
Mm-hmm.
And when that is at a peak, then what they do is they put you on a machine. It's kind of like a dialysis machine.
Mm-hmm.
Where it filters out all your white cells in it, and it puts it into an IV bag.
Okay.
And that's all you have to do.
Good enough. Bonemarrow.org, right?
Yep, bonemarrow.org. And, the more people, the better it is.
Okay, July 28th, the Ghost headlines a card. Showtime Cable, folks, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 o'clock on the West Coast. Tickets are available at the HP Pavilion, Ticketmaster.com. And Ghost, I wish you the best of luck. God bless you and the family.
Hey, thank you. And once again, bonemarrow.org, and follow me on Ghost Boxing at Twitter.
The great Robert the Ghost Guerrero, folks, Gilroy, California. July 28th, he is the headliner at the HP Pavilion, and of course on Showtime as well. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Are you in need of an IRS tax bailout? Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals that specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. During these tough economic times, the IRS is looking for every penny they can get, and we know how to negotiate with them for you. We've settled millions of dollars of back taxes for a fraction of the cost. Call 800-390-9240 now and find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking on your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. Call IRS Tax Advisors at 800-390-9240 now. You still have time before the tax laws change. Call today for your free no-obligation consultation. This single telephone call with one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals could save you thousands. Call IRS Tax Advisors at 800-390-9240. That's 800-390-9240.
Smart investors pay attention to contrarian views. Barron's gives investors the perspective they need to anticipate the market's twists and turns and find profitable opportunities along the way. Barron's provides the investing ideas and insights you need to protect and grow your portfolio. It offers in-depth coverage and analysis of sectors and companies. And Barron's columnists cover all the market's action, so you'll know what happened and why, and be prepared for what's to come.
Barron's delivers strategic thinking and practical ideas to help you make smarter decisions about when, where, and how to invest. And for intraday market analysis, there's Barron's.com, offering powerful investment tools like Stock Screener and Stock Grader. Get 8 weeks of Barron's plus Barron's.com, all for only $19.95. This offer is available to new subscribers in the contiguous U.S. only.
Call now toll-free 800-356-9700. That's 800-356-9700 for Barron's. See what others don't.
If you're looking for a better way to clean the air in your home or office, you need the all-new Ozone Light. It's as simple as changing your light bulbs. The Ozone Light looks like a normal spiral type of light bulb. It screws in most standard light sockets, but it's not a normal light bulb. It's coated with titanium dioxide. It's completely safe, but this unique coating kills most airborne bacteria, mold spores, and neutralizes odors. Just one light cleans the air in an entire room and lasts 8 times longer than the normal light bulb. If you have smokers, if you have allergies, if you have pet odors, mold, or mildew, you need the Ozone Light. It will wipe them out, and you have our word. If you're not satisfied with the way the Ozone Light cleans the air in your home, simply return it for a full refund.
Call 1-800-380-4259, 1-800-380-4259, 1-800-380-4259, or visit airtimestore.com, airtimestore.com.
Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier! The heavyweight champion is taking the mandatory 8-count, and Foreman is as poised as can be!
Ah, the late, great Howard Cosell. George Foreman knocking out Joe Frazier, I believe, in the second round back in 1973. Remember, Joe could have taken $5 million and fought Muhammad Ali in a rematch. Instead, he fought George Foreman, got his head handed to him for $1.5 million. Smart move, Joe. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing. Don't forget, hour number two at noon Pacific time on Saturdays features nothing but MMA, of course, UFC 149 tonight. But the HBO card, the boxing card on HBO tonight, it looks like it's in trouble. Looks like it's not going to happen. Looks like the main event has been scrapped. I'm talking about Adrian Broner coming in overweight this morning. The Twitter thing is just blowing up. Steve Kim from MaxBoxing.com and Martin Mulcahy, they're going absolutely nuts over this right now. You know, they're talking about the fact that this is irresponsible and it's disrespectful and things like that. And I can see that to a point. You know, I mean, I didn't like it when guys didn't make weight for me, but especially in a big fight like this and so many people will be in attendance or buying tickets, things like that. So I could see where the crowd, the fans, are getting the short end of Adrian Broner's boner, okay? The bottom line is he should have took better care of business, be a little bit more respectful. Want to thank Marisela Cornejo and wish her the best of luck, August the 4th. Robert the Ghost Guerrero, wish him the best of luck, July 28th, of course, on Showtime and at the HP Pavilion. When Miss Cornejo gets the TV network, the internet TV network together that she's fighting on, we will publish that live on the web radio and on the website, ringtalk.com. Don't forget the website, RINGTALK, ringtalk.com. Much peace, much life respect, and I'll see you soon.